Chuck Berry, who many consider the father of rock and roll, died Saturday at the age of 90 at his home near St. Louis. Berry was a masterful songwriter and guitarist, penning a long list of influential hits, including Maybelline, Around and Around, Roll Over Beethoven, Rock and Roll Music, Sweet Little 16, Johnny Be Good, Back in the USA, Memphis, Nadine, and No Particular Place to Go. His two-string Chuck Berry riff and smart, evocative lyrics influenced generations of musicians, starting with the Beatles, Rolling Stones, Beach Boys, and Grateful Dead. Berry was born on October 18, 1926, in a middle-class African-American neighborhood in St. Louis. He took up the guitar after a high school talent show and by 1952 had his own band, the Chuck Berry Combo. In 1955, blues musician Muddy Waters invited Berry to visit Chess Records in Chicago. One of his first records, Maybelline, topped the R&B charts and made it to number 5 on the Billboard pop charts. The hits kept coming, and Berry became one of the top-selling artists of the time. He also starred in 3 movies, Rock, 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 Mr. Rock and Roll, and Go Johnny Go. In late 1959, Berry was arrested under the Mann Act for transporting an underage woman across state lines for, quote, immoral purposes, end quote. He was convicted and appealed, but the conviction was upheld at a trial in 1961, and Berry was sentenced to prison, serving 20 months before he was released on parole. He came back strong, writing and recording more hit songs and touring the world. In 1972, he released what became his best-selling record and oddly his only number one hit, My Ding-a-ling. Though Berry never won a Grammy in his prime, the Recording Academy gave him a Lifetime Achievement Award in 1984, and he was in the first group of musicians inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1986. Berry's first studio album in almost 40 years, simply called Chuck, is due out in June. In the words of the late John Lennon, if you tried to give rock and roll another name, you might call it Chuck Berry. With Chuck Berry's death, we lose another great artist. In addition to grieving his passing, it might also be a good time to celebrate the ones who are still with us. KBOO's Zell Marchant takes a look.
The passing of great musicians like Chuck Berry can make us cry out in disbelief that one more perfect example of humanity has moved on into the great unknown. These deaths remind us that life is incredibly mortal and can sometimes serve to bring us closer together. Lately, though, it's as if every famous mentor that brought us joy is dropping like flies. The list seems endless. David Bowie, Alan Rickman, Prince, Gene Wilder, Arnold Palmer, Muhammad Ali, Ken Howard, Florence Henderson, Zsa Zsa Gabor. I was really choked up on the last four there. All flew to the big pie in the sky last year. Why do we get so torn up over these mentors who we've never met? Yes, they've changed our lives, but statistics prove people die. According to the Center for Disease Control, on average, every single person born will die at about 78.8 years. That's 823.7 deaths per a population of 100,000 people. The CDC also published a press release in January revealing the leading causes of death since their 2014 studies. The results of the Morbidity and Mortality Weekly report show that heart disease is still consistently the leading cause of death, closely followed by cancer, and then my personal favorite, unintentional injuries. The study also revealed that if you live in a rural area, you are more at risk for all of these factors. Drug overdoses, although steadily rising, only claim about 50,000 lives a year, which is still a valuable number of people the earth will never see again. So that brings us back to people dying. Why is it so much of a shocker, as if we're never getting to see the end of a movie we've paid for? In all our mourning, we're reminded about our responsibility to live well, whatever that means to us, to finding that balance between being human and using our humanity in an unlimited way to leave the world a little better than we found it, or per one's desire to just figure out how to be okay. While we tip our caps to greats like Berry, Prince, and Carrie Fisher, let's remember that we can also be inspired by those wonderful people who are not dead yet. Alice Walker, Dick Van Dyke, Angela Lansbury, Lionel Richie, Justine Gardner, Scott Westerfield, Morgan Parker, Wanda Sykes, Margaret Cho, Lance Bass, Neil deGrasse Tyson, Janelle Monáe, Charlene Tedders, John Harrington, Dr. Aloysia Garcia Tamez, are all awesome people who are not dead yet. While we honor the past, let's not get so morbid that we forget why we're honoring that past. We have great people alive right next to us, right now, right this very minute. If you have some name suggestions for our awesome people who are not dead yet list to be featured in this segment, send them to pmnews@kbu.org with the title Fantastic in the heading. I'm Zelo Zelos Marchant for KBU News.